And return our captives. So a story I remember a long time ago from the little Midrash, where we're talking in this week's Parsha about the Brit Milah. So we're trying to think what's so special about the Brit Milah. And the Midrash brings a story of Unculus. Everybody knows Unculus was a famous convert. And his uncle was Hadrian, one of the Roman empires, I believe. Emperors, yeah. And so one day he decided to tell his uncle that he wanted to go traveling. He wanted to leave the empire. He wanted to go and he wanted to see the world himself. So he wanted to do business, he told him. He says, I want to go do business, travel over here, do business here, trader, maybe I'm thinking something like this. And Hadrian says, what do you need to do business for? I provide you with everything. He says, you have all the money you want. You live in a beautiful palace. You could have everything you want. And I snap my fingers. He says, okay, well, the real reason is because I want to go experience different cultures. I want to go see different kinds of people, how people react and build relationships, this and that. And so he told Hadrian, he says, give me some advice on how to do business. So Hadrian tells him, he says, invest in something that is not worth, that's worth nothing. It looks like it's worth nothing, but something you know that in the future, 5-10 years from now, it's going to be worth like big. It's kind of like we know in the stock market, you know, you invest low and you sell high, right? It's basically the advice he gives him. And so he says, thank you. And so as soon as he leaves, he goes straight to Eretz Yisrael and he sits and he learns in the yeshiva for 5 years, however long. I don't know how long the Midrash says. And so then finally he came back and he appeared in a Roman court, and Hadrian saw him and his ministers were there and everyone saw him. And they could see by the look on his face, he was a changed human being. He was serious. He was serious. He was quiet. He was focused. He was a different human being. Hadrian went up to him and he says, well, how'd it go? Did you succeed? Did you fail like miserably? I can't tell, you know, by your face. He says, well, actually, I went straight there to Yisrael and I was learning in yeshiva. I was learning Torah. I got a bris milah and all of these kinds of things. And he's like, you're learning in yeshiva, you're learning Torah. What do you mean? Why? What are you going to Eretz Yisrael? You said you were going to do this. He says, yeah. You know how you told me that advice you gave me? He said, invest low, sell high. You know, like invest in things that aren't worth nothing. He said, among all of the nations, the Jews are the most frowned upon. Everybody hates the Jews. The word Jews are worth zero. They're trash in everybody's eyes. Everyone runs away from them. So I took your advice and I ran straight to them. I stayed and I was learning in yeshiva and I was figuring out what's this whole Judaism thing about? Why did people hate these people so much? And he says, the prophet Yeshayahu promised the Jewish people that even the kings will bow to them. And so Hadrian's minister was there hearing this whole thing. And he says, he's saying that we're going to bow to him. The kings are going to bow to him. He says, you kill him right now, execute him or banish him, whatever. And he says, no, I'm not going to do that. He's my nephew. And so I don't know why it brings it, but he says the minister ended up throwing himself off a roof. And Hadrian said to his nephew, he said, you see how much I like you? I caused this one guy to kill himself because I like you so much. Now he says, explain. He says, start talking. And so he starts talking and he says, I could tell that the Torah, he says, what I was learning is like, this was really my path in life. And he says, I was connecting to a spiritual level and it was like explaining all these things. And so Hadrian says, okay, just tell me one thing. Why did you need to get a bris milah? Just go learn Torah. What do you mean you needed a bris milah for a cut? Like, okay, why'd you have to go through that pain? Why'd you have to go through all of that? Just go learn Torah. And he says, no. He says, that's what you don't understand. He says, nobody can learn Torah without a bris milah. It's just, it won't go in. It just won't go in. It's not possible. You can sit and learn Torah as much as you want. With no bris milah, it's not going to go in. Sure, maybe you can learn, like it'd be if you're sitting in a college class, you can learn like that. It's nothing spiritual. There's nothing there to it. And so the Midrash doesn't say this, but I'm trying to think to myself, is what's so special about the Bris Milah? And I think the answer is the Bris Milah is giving something of yourself for Hashem. If you think about it, in life we have to make sacrifices, and it's and especially for the people that we love, we sacrifice for. We give everything for them. And in order to show Hashem that we want to be part of His covenant, we want to be part of the holy nation. If you think about it, we're not even a percentage of the world. We're not even a percentage of the world. And of those people that are religious, maybe 10% of that 0.whatever%. So if you think about it, we're trying to show Hashem that you chose us right. You did a good job. But you don't get off that easily. You don't just become the 0.01% of the upper echelon of the world by doing nothing. You give something of yourself. It's going to be painful. It's going to be hard work, you know? But that's, as Jews, that's what we are. And that's where our success comes from, and that's where our bracha comes from. And that's why the Bris Milah is really the this is what makes the Jew. And Mizrat Hashem, we should all know that we are special. We really are 0.0% of the world. And every day we should ask ourselves, why was I chosen to be a Jew? And what am I doing with being a Jew? Am I just living a normal, whatever-ish life, goyish life? Or am I actually choosing to use that gift that Hashem gave me? I'm learning Torah, I'm doing chesed, I'm being involved in the community and all these things. And I give us a bracha that we should all... we should all utilize this great bracha.
Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot et Yisrael, Lefichach Hayar Ba'alahem Torah Mitzvot, Shenemar, Hanai Chafetz Leman Tzidko Yadir.